So Fox News has an interesting article about tech questions. They have answers for you. Your top five tech questions. And here at Scared Monkeys Radio, we're always willing to help out the best we can. So let's do this. One of the questions on the Fox News website is it safe to bank or visit other sensitive stuff on my phone when using public Wi-Fi? So should you be doing banking software or going to other sensitive things when you're using public Wi-Fi? And the answer is no. Whether you're using a smartphone, tablet, or computer, public Wi-Fi isn't safe. Hackers on the network can snoop on what you're doing. I'd wait until you're home for your banking and, of course, use proper firewalls and virus software. Next question. My computer's really slow and I think it's broken. Should I replace it? The answer, if it's just slow performance, there's a chance you can repair it. Most performance issues come from malfunctioning hardware, viruses, or a bad program. These don't have to cost a lot to fix. Start by trying free software like PC Decrapifier. Yeah, I didn't make that up. PC Decrapifier, CCleaner, which I use, or a good antivirus program. Often that can speed things up. Best free text apps. One of the questions is, I'm tired of paying for free text messages. Is there some way to text for free? The answer, you bet. And it's making carriers nervous. I'm talking about free texting apps that work over Wi-Fi and cellular. The right one for you is what depends on what you want and what your family wants. For example, iMessages and WhatsApp only let you send messages to other users. If your friends and family use them, then you can send them and still chat with your friends. Dealing with tech addictions. I think my son may be addicted to Xbox Live. Is that possible? What can I do? The answer is technology addiction is very real, very dangerous, and that phenomenon can happen to anyone. The Restart Internet Addiction Recovery Program is a great place to start. It helps and offers tests to identify any addictions. The question about decorating your desktop. My computer's layout is real boring. What are some fun, easy ways to shake it up? Well, the answer is the easiest way to start is with new wallpaper. You can find thousands of places that offer wallpaper online, but make sure you only stick with official sites. Some scammers like to hide viruses in wallpaper files. Microsoft also has themes that you can download and change how your Windows look. All these answers came from Kim Komando, and Kim Komando hosts the nation's largest talk radio show about computer electronics, computers, and the internet. To get the podcast or watch the show, go to komando.com/listen. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.